The Book of Sirach, Chapter 27. Many have sinned for the sake of gain, and he who seeks to multiply gains turns away his eye. As a nail sticks fast between the joinings of stones, so does sin thrust itself in between buying and selling. If a man does not hold diligently to the fear of the Lord, his house will be swiftly overthrown. When a sieve is shaken, the refuse remains. So it is with the filth of a man in his reasoning. The potter's vessel is proved in the furnace, and the test of a man is by means of examining him. According to the cultivation of a tree, so is its yield, so the thought of a man according to his nature. Praise no man before taking stock of him, for by taking stock of man he is discerned. If you follow after righteousness, you will attain, and put it on as a robe of glory. Birds dwell with their kind, and truth returns to those who practice it. The lion waits for its prey, so does sin for those who work iniquity. The discourse of the godly is always wisdom, but the fool changes as the moon. In the midst of fools closely watch the time, but with a man who is thoughtful abide continually. The discourse of fools is an annoyance, and their laughter is sinful wantonness. The oath of the godless makes the hair stand on end, and their strife makes a man plug his ears. A shedding of blood is the strife of the proud, and their abuse is grievous to hear. He who reveals secrets destroys trust and will find no friend to his soul. Love a friend and keep faith with him, but if you reveal his secrets, do not follow after him. For as a man who has destroyed his enemy, so have you destroyed the friendship of your neighbor. And as a bird which you have released out of your hand, so have you let your neighbor go, and you will not catch him again. Do not pursue him, for he is too far gone and has escaped like a gazelle from a snare. For a wound may be bound up, and for slander there is reconciliation, but he who reveals secrets has no hope. He who winks with his eye plans evil things, and he who knows him keeps far from him. Before your eyes his mouth will speak sweetly, and he will marvel at your words, but afterward he will alter his mouth, and with your words will make a stumbling block. Many things I hate, but nothing like him, and the Lord will hate him too. He who casts a stone on high casts it upon his own head, and a deceitful blow apportions wounds to the deceiver. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and he who sets a snare will be taken in it. He who does evil things, they will roll back upon him, and he will not know from where they came to him. Mockery and reproach come from the proud, and vengeance, like a lion, lies in wait for them. Those who rejoice in the fall of the godly will be taken in a snare, and torment will consume them before their death. Wrath and anger, these also are abominations, and a sinful man takes possession of them.